Welcome to the Agency of the Month, sponsored by Ardent MC on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. This month's agency is the Department of Homeland Security.
I'm Gillian Brockhill. Our guest today is Angie Salazar, Section Chief of the Human Smuggling and Trafficking Unit at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Agent Salazar, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So first, for our listeners who may not be aware, can you briefly describe the problem of human trafficking in the United States and abroad?
Human trafficking is a global problem where people are being exploited for the purposes of forced labor or commercial sex. Here in the United States, we have identified victims of human trafficking to be foreign and domestic, to have been brought into the country illegally. We have identified victims who were who legitimately entered the country with a visa, proper ways, and then found themselves exploited through some type of criminal organization. And we also have United States citizens who are being forced into commercial sexual exploitation. Department of State has a variety of estimates of the numbers, but I can tell you for our agency, Homeland Security Investigations, we, in fiscal year 2012, we opened 894 investigations of human trafficking. And just to give you an idea, some of our cases have one victim, whereas if it's a big forced labor case, an agricultural type of case, we've seen cases that have had up to 100 victims. So those are the numbers that we generally use. But really, it's an exploitation-based crime. It's a form of modern-day slavery where criminals are using tactics such as establishing a pattern or scheme to hold a person against their will with an overarching fear that something will happen either to the victim themselves or to a family member, whether the family member is here in the United States or abroad. The organizations do an extremely good job of making that victim believe that they cannot leave the situation for whatever reason.
And what is the difference between human smuggling and human trafficking?
Human trafficking, the name itself, I often think is a misnomer because people think of human trafficking like they do of drug trafficking or weapons trafficking, where there's some type of movement required for the crime to exist. Whereas human trafficking, it could be someone in who's never left their small town and could be a victim of human trafficking. So there's no movement required. It's certainly exploitation-based. Like I said earlier, it's a form of modern-day slavery. The person has to be held against their will by some way and forced into a labor situation or a commercial sexual situation. Human smuggling is a violation against our border. It's a violation against our immigration laws, where a person voluntarily enters into an agreement with a smuggling organization to enter our country illegally. It's a service for a fee. And that relationship between the individual trying to enter the United States and the smuggler ends once the service is performed, where human trafficking can go on for years. The last case I had when I was in our field office in San Diego, we rescued a victim who was 21. She had been sexually exploited since the age of 16. So it can go on for years, where a smuggling venture is usually, you know, maybe a month at most, however, depending on what country they're coming from to the United States.
And so what does your unit do to combat this?
So our unit is a headquarters office. What we do is we oversee all of our investigations worldwide. We established policy or procedure whenever there's new legislation. For example, the new Trafficking Protection Reauthorization Act was just passed. So now it'll be our job to review it, ensure that investigators, special agents in the field are up to date on the most current law. Any change in the U.S. code, we'll have to make sure that we implement and we start, incorporating into our investigations. But we oversee our special agents in the field who are actually conducting the investigations.
And ICE is also part of the Blue Campaign. What is that?
The Blue Campaign is a Department of Homeland Security effort to combat human trafficking. And it is department-wide, every component, every agency within the Department of Homeland Security, the Blue Campaign has done a great job of coordinating all of our efforts to help us be more efficient when it comes to combating trafficking, whether that efficiency is through outreach, awareness, or just messaging the anti-trafficking needs or public service announcements. So it's a one message campaign, and it really does coordinate all of our efforts to ensure that we're not duplicating, and that we're all messaging to different audiences to ensure that we get the broadest awareness out there.
You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is Angie Salazar, Section Chief of the Human Smuggling and Trafficking Unit at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
From the tropical island of Maui to the top of Capitol Hill, Ardent MC, a hub zone contractor, solves difficult problems. Did you know that a hub zone firm can provide systems integration, agile software development, and program management services to implement complex situational awareness systems? The Department of Homeland Security understands the value. Since 2003, hub zone firm Ardent MC has been a key partner in delivering the department's common operational picture solution, which allows DHS to move information throughout the agency so the right person has the information to make the right decision when supporting state, local, and federal emergency response incidents. Working with DHS, the project was recently awarded the 2012 GCN Magazine Program of the Year. Ardent MC utilizes its HubZone certification to promote technology and employment in underutilized areas like their Maui Software Development Center, which offers a 14-hour engineering day, giving their partners access to their expertise longer. Ardent MC is known for taking the chaos out of complexity. Visit ardentmc.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is Angie Salazar, Section Chief of the Human Smuggling and Trafficking Unit at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Agent Salazar, how do you coordinate your efforts with other agencies within DHS?
The coordination has really taken on a new level and a really new life of its own with the Blue Campaign. The Blue Campaign has really come in and been the steering committee for all of the components and ensures that we meet regularly, that we coordinate any new initiatives, and then update each other on past initiatives. So within the Department of Homeland Security, I think the real coordination happens via this new effort, the Blue Campaign. And then additionally, we all have different roles. While we're all under one department, Customs and Border Protection, our agency, ICE, Homeland Security Investigations, Coast Guard, all the various components within the Department of Homeland Security have very distinct roles when it comes to human trafficking. Our agency is the investigative branch who has the authority to actually conduct the investigation. So others have different roles, deterrence, interception, but ultimately any identification of a potential victim or a potential human trafficking would be referred to our agency for investigation. And it's our job to then ensure that that victim becomes stable through our victim assistance program, and then through coordination and collaboration with non-governmental organizations who dedicate their work to assisting victims of trafficking, we ensure that that victim becomes stable, independent, and able to have their own life, and most importantly, become a viable witness in our investigation to ensure that that trafficker is prosecuted and that they don't commit that crime against anyone else.
And talk to me a little bit about how you work with agencies outside of DHS, like justice, agriculture, and all these local law enforcement groups.
A large part of what we do on human trafficking, I think, because while the Trafficking Victims Protection Act was passed in 2000, it's still a relatively new crime compared to others that we've been investigating for years and years. So a large part of what we do is still awareness, training, and public outreach on the crime, just to ensure that we all are on the same level as far as knowledge. So we host training symposiums through the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center with state and local law enforcement. We've produced training specifically on human trafficking for state and locals that we pass out or put on their websites. And with federal agencies, while it seems like oftentimes it seems that as federal agencies, there's so many of us, and how do we actually coordinate? But on human trafficking, we have working groups that bring in every department, Department of Justice, both the Federal Bureau of Investigations and also the U.S. Attorney's Offices, and also Department of Labor, Department of Agriculture, where we sit and have coordinated meetings, whether it's quarterly, on a need basis. But we will sit down and coordinate and ensure that at the headquarters level that we coordinate our efforts, our investigations, and then that information trickle down to the boots on the ground doing the actual work.
What is industry's role in combating human trafficking? Aren't they contributing to it a lot in some ways?
I think, well, human trafficking is truly a crime that's hidden in plain sight. The organizations do such a good job of intimidating and really instilling fear in the victim so that they aren't coming out. They rarely self-report on this crime. One, many people don't even know it's a crime, especially individuals who are coming from very small rural towns in foreign countries. They're isolated here from their community. They don't speak the language. So to think that an individual from, you know, a small town in the Philippines is going to know that this law exists, it's unlikely. So a victim isn't going to self-report. However, they are going to be made to work in a variety of private sector labor. We have done our part with the Blue Campaign, for example, has an entire community of individuals who enlisted and get newsletters. That's a way for private sector to get involved and be part of the solution. Additionally, we've worked with, I specifically has worked extensively. There's one organization in particular who really wanted to be part of the solution and reached out to us, asked if we could provide outreach to all of the business owners. We did that. And then they took it a step further and created an anti-trafficking initiative within their company and their association. And now we have provided outreach to over 3,000 of their employees nationwide. And it's still continuing. We haven't reached all of their businesses. But it, for a private sector who really wants to be part of the solution, they can certainly reach out to ICE. And we will coordinate with local offices to ensure that their employees or their managers understand what the crime is, understand what the indicators are, and try to be vigilant and part of the solution and refer any suspicious activity to us.
So if a business or a private organization is interested in getting training from you, how do they go about doing that?
They can email us. Well, one, you could go to the Blue Campaign website, which is www.dhs.gov/bluecampaign, or you can email our unit at icehumantrafficking.helpdesk@dhs.gov. You know, it's limited. It's a time of limited resources, so it depends on the request and the number of audio, the number of participants. But certainly, we will do our best to provide training as needed or awareness as needed.
Do budget constraints keep you from doing everything that you want to do in that regard?
Certainly, we even we get requests to speak all over the world. And we do our best to fulfill those needs. But obviously, we can't go everywhere. And, we get requests to come speak for an audience of five. I can't justify going, traveling, and spending for, small. But we will improvise. We will do video teleconferences, or we can do a webinar, or we can do, conference call, whatever we can do to ensure that we still meet that need or request, we will do.
What has been your greatest challenge heading up this unit?
Just like the general public and I think the world, a challenge for all of us is the numbers, right? Everyone says there's 30 million or, it's second. The profit is second only to drugs. I think for ourselves, for ICE, it's hard for us to hear those numbers and then see the cases that are being brought forward or that we're the number of victims we're identifying. We do an extraordinary job on human trafficking. This is a priority for DHS. It's a priority for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. So we feel that we're doing a lot, and yet what we are identifying in the cases we're opening, while it's a lot and every year it continues to grow, it's not close to the statistics that are out there. So I think for us it's this constant battle between, are we identifying what's out there, or is there this huge group or number of victims that are out there that we're just not finding? So that's, I think, one of the biggest challenges for us.
And what's been your greatest success?
I think I would go back to the numbers. You know, individuals or numbers are reported in the millions, but for an investigator, an agent, I've investigated these cases. I think everyone wants to talk about what a big problem it is, but once you actually meet a victim and find out what they've been through and worked with them to make them stable, you realize that it shouldn't have to be millions for anyone to want to be part of the solution or to try and identify victims. Once, you know, no one should be in this situation, not at this day and age, to be held against their will and be forced to perform commercial sex day in, day out for years at a time. I think the reward is just even helping one person, knowing that one person is in this situation is enough, should be enough for all of us to continue doing the work that we're doing.
You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is Angie Salazar, Section Chief of the Human Smuggling and Trafficking Unit at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
From the tropical island of Maui to the top of Capitol Hill, Ardent MC, a hub zone contractor, solves difficult problems. Did you know that a hub zone firm can provide systems integration, agile software development, and program management services to implement complex situational awareness systems? The Department of Homeland Security understands the value. Since 2003, hub zone firm Ardent MC has been a key partner in delivering the department's common operational picture solution, which allows DHS to move information throughout the agency so the right person has the information to make the right decision when supporting state, local, and federal emergency response incidents. Working with DHS, the project was recently awarded the 2012 GCN Magazine Program of the Year. Ardent MC utilizes its HubZone certification to promote technology and employment in underutilized areas like their Maui Software Development Center, which offers a 14-hour engineering day, giving their partners access to their expertise longer. Ardent MC is known for taking the chaos out of complexity. Visit ardentmc.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is Angie Salazar, Section Chief of the Human Smuggling and Trafficking Unit at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Agent Salazar, how do you analyze what is working and what isn't?
A great part of the way we measure our success is by the number of investigations we have and then comparing that to how many of those cases result in prosecutions. And additionally, how many victims we've rescued and how many of those victims become independent individuals in society again. As far as cases, we have continuously been opening more and more cases since the TV, the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. Just to give you an example, in 2010, we opened 651 investigations. In 2011, we opened 722. And in 2012, we opened 894 investigations. Some of these investigations result in other charges being brought forward. Some may result in human smuggling charges, visa fraud. And it's not to say that human trafficking didn't exist, but oftentimes we try and avoid re-traumatizing the victim and making them testify again. So we'll charge maybe a crime where we know it was, you know, we can establish it with all of the circumstantial evidence and without having to put that witness on the stand.
And are there any new techniques or technologies that you're using for mission delivery?
We have gone back now and tried to develop and identify a means for establishing whether there has been patterns and trends amongst human trafficking organizations that we investigated prior. So we have had, together with our intelligence analysts, looked back at close cases and really done a deep dive to see what were the phone numbers being used during this year in all of the cases that were investigated, no matter what city of the country they were in. which is also, by the way, a really common misconception that trafficking only happens in big cities or it only happens in areas that are near a border. We've had human trafficking cases all over the country in the smallest towns, from Miami to Los Angeles to, you know, Kansas City to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Everywhere you can think of, we have had cases. So that hasn't been a way for us to be able to say, well, if we focus on big metropolitan cities, then we will really attack the problem or combat human trafficking. So instead, we have gone back and we're still conducting the analysis to see, of the closed cases with traffickers from the same area in whatever country, is there any patterns and trends amongst them? Are they working together? Is there a common link between all of them that we have missed? And we have found that means to actually produce some very interesting results. And it's helped us actually shape and be able to inform the field and our federal government partners who have also are participating in this analysis to really look for links that'll help us not only identify the criminal organizations, but more importantly, identify, was there something in particular that made the victims more vulnerable? And if so, let's put that information out there to those countries so that they can do whatever possible to prevent the problem before it happens.
And how did you personally get into this work?
I started with this agency about almost 10 years ago, and I started at our San Ysidro office. And it wasn't planned, and it wasn't, you know, a specific reason. However, once I started, I spoke Spanish. I was in the southwest border, and I was provided the duty of being a victim assistance. That was one of my collateral duties. So once I started learning about it, and then I got the first investigation that was assigned to me where that was human trafficking, and saw how these criminal organizations find the most vulnerable people and then exploit all their vulnerabilities. They don't speak the language, they're from a foreign country, and oftentimes they have a very low level of education, they're extremely poor, and they have a lot of people depending on them back home. And these criminal organizations take all of those different characteristics into account and then use it against them. When you first of all help the person get out of the situation and inform them that they have rights in the country, because regardless of where you come from, and I know oftentimes individuals think that, you know, ICE is an primarily immigration agency. This is our priority. Our priority is to help individuals who are in vulnerable population and ensure that their basic rights aren't violated. So it doesn't matter what immigration status you're in. If you are being exploited, it is our job to make sure that they receive the rights that they are entitled to under the law and ensure that the person who is violating their rights is prosecuted under the law. So it's very rewarding to be able to truly help someone who is, you know, in the most vulnerable population and being exploited in the most, you know, basic way. Their freedom is being violated.
Agent Salazar, thanks so much for joining us on Agency of the Month.
Thank you.
Angie Salazar is Section Chief of the Human Smuggling and Trafficking Unit at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. I'm Gillian Brockell.
You've been listening to the Agency of the Month, sponsored by Ardent MC on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. This month's agency is the Department of Homeland Security. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Search Agency of the Month. Agency of the Month, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.